confused.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Oh, good heavens, Greg. We're on the downside of the week, brother. One more sleep and it's Friday for you. Just wanted to throw that out there to you, Greg, down in Dallas. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. And it's always nice waking up on Thursday because, you know, Friday is just a night away.
I hate wishing my week away, though. I don't like doing that. Never have. I don't like that. I love Mondays, especially when you do this. You get to talk about this.
Well, for me,
it could be worse.
For me lately, it's been having to catch up on a lot of things, and I can only do so much during the week. And so Saturday is my day to catch up on things. So that's why I'm always looking forward to it. Once I get past the caught up stage, then I'll be fine with it. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And this is a big weekend for us at AAR Ranch. We're taking my daughter to college.
Oh, okay.
Now, she's in her second year, but she's moving into an apartment.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, you know, you're letting your daughter go. You know? You're not there to protect her all day long. That's what you've been doing. That's your job.
It's the bird leaving the nest.
It's the bird leaving that.
Yep. Hold on, I think
you know what's going on.
I think I've got a bird fluttering south.
I'm going to put him in.
Oh, wait a minute, maybe not so much.
I was going to put him in.
Oh, God.
Well, that's what happens when your daughter goes to college. You send her off to. Oh, God, what up? The country's a mess. Country's a mess. We're going to talk about how much of a mess this country's in. Here in the GunBroker.com studios. Mark Walters on the Crossbreed mic with you, all presented by X Insurance. Let's get started. We've got two solid hours. It flies by. Buckle in. Goes faster as the week progresses. Lee the Gunwriter Williams joins me today. Lee, how are you, my brother?
Good, brother. It is a interesting days we live in, isn't it?
Can we use the word interesting? I guess that's the safe word to use.
In the Chinese curse sense of the word, yeah, I suppose.
In the Chinese curse. Well, Merrick Garland is given statements today about his direct approval of the FBI raid of Trump's home. And again, you have to ask these questions. Who do you believe? Do you believe these people anymore? Does anybody believe these? If you go to Twitter, all the lefties, but those are Kool-Aid drinking bots. We don't care about those people. They're not real. If you were to corner one of those persons in a grocery store, they'd tuck tail and run away. Those aren't real people. But do Americans believe this? Do they believe
no.
the AG? Do they believe the FBI, Lee? Do you?
No. I watched the statement, which was incredibly well written and rehearsed. And the number of things that weren't said in that statement are as daunting as a few lines that it took him 4 minutes to read. No, he comes across as fake, and that's because he is. He's just a partisan hack. You know, hopefully we get a Republican in the White House, get rid of him, because he needs to go. Could you imagine if he would have made the Supreme Court, we'd be stuck with him for another 20, 30 years.
Oh, the hindsight. I mean, to look back in hindsight and think, you know, this guy could have been sitting on the Supreme Court. Clearly, this guy's a political hack. Now, remember, there's a statement about Washington, and I know you know this to be true, but there are no coincidences in Washington. The fact it took 3 days for these people to come out and make a statement, I think you just nailed it. And that is, it was well written and it was well rehearsed. That's what they did for the last 3 days was write, rewrite, rewrite, rewrite. And as a writer myself, and you as not only a writer, but also an editor and a damn good one, you understand that process before it goes public. Bam. I mean, you'll write something, sit on it overnight, get up, write it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, send it to me. We'll look it over. You know, I do the same thing with you, Lee. Check this out before it ever gets out there published for the real world to see. And in the case of Garland, of course, he sat and rehearsed this, likely in front of a camera. You know, this is not This is not coincidence that it took that long. And you've got to sit and look at this is the same FBI that falsified information for FISA warrants. Nobody believes this stuff anymore. Nobody believes this.
No.
It's a giant Warren Commission all over again. Nobody believes it. And here we are 50 plus years later. Nobody believes it. And that's where we are today. And when you've got the mainstream media laughing and gawking and hawking all over it, you know you're over the target, Lee.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like the last couple of days in my life. The worst, absolute worst bit of law enforcement by any federal agency, probably since Waco and Ruby Ridge. This was terrible. I know you've talked about it on the show, and there is no defense of it. So what does he do? He gets up there, and basically all he can say is, hey, be nice to the FBI. Don't badmouth them. They're professionals, too. Just you got to be nice to them. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy lives in the bubble. He has no idea how bad people took what they did to former President Trump. It's just incredible. Nobody has a clue in this entire administration. I'm starting to think the smartest one there may be KGP, the communications gal.
There you go. That's a statement.
Mind-numbing. Yeah.
If you're elevating her to the smartest one in the room, we've got real problems on our hands. And, of course, we know we have problems on our hands. Gun owners in particular don't believe a word of this because we've been targets of this ourselves for decades. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to the program, as we talk about fighting for the right to keep and bear arms, your right to keep and bear arms, enumerated in the Constitution. And there's a piece up at Armed American News today that is utterly brilliant. We're going to talk about it with Lee in just a moment. But it describes for you and teaches for you and informs you of why all gun control is criminal. All of it. All of it is an infringement. It's an incredible piece. But as you listen to the program today, understand, and if you're a gun owner that's new to the program, you know this because you felt this for decades. The media has been biased against you and has been hating on you and been lying about you and blaming you for everything that happens simply because you own a firearm and exercise your constitutional right to have the means to protect and defend yourself. None of us buy into any of this. I'm not providing any conspiracy theories. Don't care. Don't need one. What the FBI did was wrong. It was tyrannical. It should have never happened. Presidents dispute with archives every time there's a change of administration. Guys, this is nothing new. But remember, we're hearing from an administration that's telling you that, well, two quarters of contracted it's not a recession. It is a recession. Okay, there are men and there are women. There are no in between. Men cannot get pregnant, but they tell you that they can. It's ridiculous what's happening. We know it because we've been living it for years and years and years. Lee, let's start first off with gun owners on FBI's Trump raid. We told you so. Take us there. We're talking about it a little bit now, but let's go into a little bit more detail because you published a piece just 2 days ago on August 9th, Gun Owners on FBI's Trump Raid. We told you so at our great Armed American News website.
Well, quite frankly, this came as no surprise to us because we're used to the illegalities, the illegal shenanigans that ATF and DOJ have been doing for years against us. And I named off a few examples. They were caught creating a legal gun registry, that gal with her cell phone. ATF conducted a surprise firearms inspection at that poor man's house in Delaware. FBI ATF targeted this young Florida man who had no criminal record over a short barrel rifle. I mean, IRS just bought $700,000 worth of ammo for its agents. ATF inflated the ghost gun numbers, hoping they get more money from Congress. ATF FFL revocations have gone up 500% since Biden took office, and after he gave them an additional $1.7 billion. And, the latest thing to come out is the leaked report that shows ATF considers gun makers and gun owners basically to be terrorists. So I think what we need to do, we being the gun rights community, is just you say something. You got to report this so we can out it. I don't care what means you choose. You can choose us or another website, but somebody needs to keep outing this because they are operating in a vacuum. They don't want you to know how badly they are violating your rights.
Is it really a vacuum? I don't know that it's a vacuum. They're so open about it now.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes is still somewhat secret. But I mean, you're right. You're getting to the point where they just don't care.
Yeah, let me stop there because we're getting ready to take a break. I told you the hour's going to fly by, guys. It always does. Buckle in, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We're going to talk about things today in a way that other outlets won't. We're going to talk to you, as Lee just mentioned, we're going to go through a number of these issues here. Caught creating an illegal gun registry. We will remind you of that. The surprise firearm inspection. We'll remind you of these things. In particular, the ATF and FBI agents using human sources to target the young man in Florida with no criminal record ever over a short-barreled rifle. It wasn't a short-barreled rifle. It was a pistol. And he affixed it with a grip. And the ATF went after him. The FBI went after him. Don't not worry about Chicago. Let's not worry about Hunter Biden. But let's go after this guy because we can chalk up a win. We'll be back with Lee, the Gunwriter Williams.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR listeners, this is the year I'm asking you to go out of your way to support our partners that keep this program on the air. It's essential to our existence and to the ongoing fight for the Second Amendment. Our newest partner, the Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, headed by Dr. John Lott, is literally on the front line defending our freedoms and this program. While the anti-gunners spend millions spreading misinformation and lies, it's the CPRC and Dr. Lott advancing the real scientific understanding of the relationship between laws and gun ownership, improving the awareness and knowledge of this scientific understanding among the public, journalists, and policymakers, and enhancing public safety through these scientific advances, improving awareness and knowledge in the public eye. As a nonprofit, Dr. Lott needs our help to continue this groundbreaking research and getting it out to the public. Please, like I do, make a monthly donation, whatever amount, to the CPRC and help us tell the truth about our right to bear arms. You can do so at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. Please help us today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed. Mark Walters, Gunbroker Mike. Gunbroker Mike? What? Gunbroker Studios, Crossbreed Mike. Oof. You'd think I'd know that by now.
You should.
All presented by X Insurance. I should know that by now. Good heavens.
Should be second nature. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I didn't have my lunch today.
Ah. Did you have your Defender coffee?
I had two Defender coffees earlier, and I'm working on a sugar-free Red Bull right now. And
you just can't get the words out.
Just can't get the words out. Yesterday,
you
I couldn't get
the,
it a couple
you
days
know the
ago.
Thing.
You know the thing. You know the thing.
Come
oh,
on, man.
These truths are self. You know the thing. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, welcome back inside the studios with me, brother. Always a pleasure to have you with us, man.
It's good to be here. It is fun.
It's always fun. Lee knows the thing. Let's talk about some things. Let's talk in particular about the FBI and the ATF targeting this young. This I say he's a kid, early 20s kid in Florida. No criminal history. And they nailed him. He wound up pleading. He's got 2 years in the federal slammer, if I'm not mistaken, because he had an AR-style pistol, and he put a bracket grip on it, a wrist grip. Did he not? Is that what happened?
No. He put a you got to realize it was one of those CZ Scorpions, which are made for a worldwide audience.
So he put a stock on it.
Yeah, the other countries don't have to play this pistol brace game. He got a stock. He put it on felony. Take it off. He's cool. Put it on felony. And unfortunately, FBI sent a snitch, a rat, over there who got pictures of him doing it. And they arrested him. You know, it's incredible.
Okay, well, there's a couple lessons here. Let's be real. Okay, there are laws against this, guys. He admitted that. Okay. Now, granted, it's stupid, but he admitted. He said, I violated the law. However, he was on his own property. No one would have ever known.
No.
No one would have ever known, unless he's one of these guys that goes out there and puts your, you know. Guys, if you're driving 150 miles an hour down the road, don't film your speedometer and stick it on YouTube. All right? I mean, but there are criminals do stupid things. All right. In this particular case, is the guy a criminal? Under the law, he's a criminal. And I'm not going to don't do that to your firearm. But there are mitigating circumstances around this as well, too. It was the degree the FBI went after this kid using human intelligence and human resources as if they were infiltrating Al-Qaeda or ISIS. It was a kid on his own property with no criminal history. And I guess that they want to chalk this up as a victory. Is that how and why they did what they did?
Oh yeah, it's a quick hit victory for them. I mean, not only did they use humans, they had undercover video recordings, undercover audio recordings, surveillance established, and you know anybody who has an AR pistol, yeah, you can mount. You can't mount a vertical foregrip on it because that's illegal. So don't do stuff like that. Don't put a stock on it. But if you did in the privacy of your own home, which is basically what this kid did, is this a violation of the law? Yeah, but is it a violation? It's a violation of the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law. Nobody who has read the story thinks this
well
kid
said.
Deserves two years in a federal can.
The spirit of the law. Well said. That well said. Again, guys, just, you know, he violated the law. All right. It was the fervor with which the FBI and the ATF went after him. This is what we're seeing more and more of. Let's talk a little bit about the ammunition, the IRS spend of the ammunition. They've got, from what I understand, they had stockpiled in reserve an additional 1.2 million previously between February or March and June of this year, and then made another 700,000 buy. In addition to that, we saw the job placement ad yesterday. Now, David Kodria called me back today to tell me that that site, that page, is in fact back up.
Oh.
So when you're a gun owner and you see these things, you have reason for concern. Do you not, Lee?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, on there, right there, it spelled it out. Must be willing to use deadly force. Now we know why they got all the ammunition. Oh, it's so scary, brother. It is beyond. And now there's going to be 87,000 more of these guys out there. They could have used the money and hired 87,000 school security officers.
How about Border Patrol agents, bro? How about Border Patrol.
School safety officers. No, IRS agents. Yeah, swell job, Brandon.
Greg, you want to jump in here? I can hear your wheel spin. I can. Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Okay, let's just not go there right now. He increased the budget of the ATF by an additional $1.7 billion. Does that have anything to do with the additional or the increase in the ATF's FFL revocations by upwards of 500%, Lee?
Yeah, I'm sure they got more guys to go out and roust more gun dealers. It's basically that's contributed to their mindset. They got to revoke because, you know, it's all for rogue gun dealers. But here's the problem. There aren't that many rogue gun dealers out there. It's probably a handful in the entire country out of the 50,000 that are licensed to sell guns. So what do they got to do, man? Well, they got to start jacking up innocent people like I wrote about today to make their quota, to make themselves look good, to justify that $1.7 billion raise that Joe gave them.
All right, let's talk about what you wrote up today because it's important. It's a perfect segue, and that was by design by the host. See, it was set up to be just perfect like that, just the switcheroo. Let's go there. Family-owned legacy gun shop is the latest casualty of Joe Biden's war on gun dealers, and you have a photograph of a typical American family, gun shop-owning family, who I bet you has some form of Gadsden or Gonzalez flag. Gonzalez, for those of you who might be new to the show, come and take it. That flag hangs right off of this studio. The Gadsden flag, don't tread on me, hangs off the back deck of my house right next to a Betsy Ross flag. Ooh, the terrorist family down the street. And that all hangs next to a Let's Go Brandon flag. Ooh, what kind of person am I? Family-owned legacy gun shop is the latest casualty of Joe Biden's war on gun dealers. What happened here, Lee?
This guy, Master Gunsmith James Morrison, founded JM Gun Repair here between Sarasota and Bradenton. You've been down here 46 years ago. He's a master gunsmith, okay? He named the place for himself, James, and his wife, Marion, okay, which is kind of cool, J&M Gun Repair. They're an institution. He's the most incredible smith around. Gun dealers who I know take stuff there to get it fixed. He's got the best supply of ammo and hard to find ammo. Real hard to find calibers. It's a family-owned joint. James's grandson, Noah, just turned 21.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you at the 21 because we're going up against a hard break right now. Lee is laying out the family legacy of an individual with 50 years of experience and a family shop 46 years in the making. Husband, wife, team, family run business for nearly half a century. 21-year-old grandson dreaming of taking the business into the third generation. We'll tell you what happened when we come back.
No amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
It's going to sound bizarre. I support the Second Amendment.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more. Armed American Radio listeners, I'm proud to announce a new partner here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, Revelation1911Armory.com. Family owned and operated, the family started the company in order to protect our Second Amendment rights, and it's grown into a full-fledged online business. We want everybody to be able to exercise and express their God-given rights. Revelation1911Armory.com does that. What's available for you? Ammo, handguns, rifles, shotguns, magazines, accessories, and more. Revelation1911Armory.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
At DefenderCoffee.com, you heard Greg mention that in the first segment of the show today in this hour, I start my day with Defender Coffee, and so does my wife, and so do my parents. And that could be because we gave them 10 pounds of it, Greg, so...
Yikes, 10
pounds?
They kind
of go through it, right? Yeah, I gave them 2 5-pound bags.
Wow.
So they start, but they love it. My dad wants to know when the third, you know, 5-pounder's coming.
That's just a lot of coffee.
It is a lot of coffee. Lee Gunrider Williams is also a coffee drinker, understands Defender Coffee. Lee, you drink Defender Coffee at your abode, do you not?
I do, sir, and I love it. It's delicious, and you support the Second Amendment Foundation by drinking it.
With every cup. It really is a remarkable, no-brainer marketing tool. Support the Second Amendment. I'm going to give a portion of the profits to one of these organizations that you check off here when you buy Defender coffee. It's a head slapper. Bam. Wow. Why didn't I think of that? You know, everybody's got coffee out there, guys. It's everywhere. You have choices. This is the only one that gives you the choice to support the Second Amendment Foundation, which is my recommendation for you, that is fighting these battles that we talk about every day in courtrooms across the country. You know, 85% of the pro-gun case law that has been won, 85% have been Second Amendment Foundation filed cases. Lee, I know you are aware of that because you are the investigative journalist at the Second Amendment Foundation. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that a true statement?
You are correct, sir.
85% of the cases. So support them simply by drinking coffee. It's easy to do. DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. Lee, let's go back to the business. You got the mom and pop, 46 years in the making. Now you got a 21-year-old grandson, Noah, whose dream was to take over the family business and have the third generation of Morrisons operating that family business. And then I quote from your piece. However, his dreams were dashed when George Hancock, an ATF industry operations investigator known as an IOI, walked into the shop at around the same time Joe Biden announced his war on rogue gun dealers. What happened? Tell us.
Found faults in their paperwork, minor errors, which Noah told me today, this morning, that in the past, an auditor would have handed him a pen and just said, hey, just fix this. Minor crap. Nothing but clerical errors. They didn't, you know, they didn't do any of the five things that Joe Biden uses to describe a rogue gun dealer, like give a firearm to a prohibited person or not run a background check and other crap. They were clerical errors. I mean, this place has been in business for 46 years. Doesn't matter. Zero tolerance. The 23rd of this month is their last day. They'll no longer be able to transfer or sell firearms after August 23rd. Now, they're going to stay open, thank God. They're going to try and make it selling ammunition and black powder supplies, reloading supplies, but not guns or gunsmithing.
All right. I got to wrap my head around this one.
I know.
As a human being, let me just go to this. Let me just go. What's this guy's name? Hancock? What's his name?
Yeah, Hancock.
All right. Well, we'll call him Hankook. George Hankook, ATF industry operations investigator. You know why I'm calling him a kook? As a human being, how do you do this to a family business that's been there 46 years that your agency has been working with for a half a century? What kind of person are you? How do you sleep at night? These are government agents. You want to tell me who's rogue here, Lee? I'll tell you who's rogue. George Hankook is rogue. The ATF is rogue. Putting these people out of business. How are they going to make an income? What are they going to do? Talk to me. What have you've spoken to the family? What's next for them?
They're praying. I mean, they are praying that they can make a go of it. Being a gun shop does not sell guns or do any gunsmithing on guns. I mean, Grandpa James is one of the best gunsmiths around, and he can no longer touch him. It's crazy. And the worst part of it, Ben Wayne, Noah's father, told me, and by the way, his father, his uncle, his grandma, and his grandpa all worked there. The worst part is there was no due process. He tried to get some help. He tried to contacted Governor DeSantis's office, but he was told that, you know, it's a federal matter. You got to take it up with your senators, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott. Never heard back from Scott and Rubio. They sent Rubio some information. They haven't heard back from him. I doubt that's going to happen.
I can tell you right now, it's likely not, sadly. Guys, I want you to take a listen to this from the piece. These were clerical errors, but they changed the definition. This is what Lee was told. These are quotes from the family. Under their new definition, they said our violations were willful. After 46 years, we never gave a gun to someone who shouldn't have it. But that didn't matter. None of the violations were on Biden's rogue gun dealer list. Rogue defined. Let's go through some of these, Lee. Number one, transferring a firearm to a prohibited person. Have they ever done that?
No.
Failing to run a required background check.
In 46 years, they haven't done that.
Failing to run a required background check in 46 years. Has the family ever done that?
Nope.
Number three, falsifying records, such as a firearms transaction form. Guys, falsifying means, hey, Noah, go back there, close the door. I need you to do this because I made a mistake, or I need you to falsify this document, okay, and then make a photocopy of it and give it to the ATF guy when he comes in. Falsifying a record. Have they ever done that in 46 years?
Of course not.
Number four, failing to respond to an ATF tracing request. After 46 years, I'll tell you they've never done it or they wouldn't be in business. Number five, refusing to permit ATF to conduct an inspection in violation of the law. Have they ever done that in nearly half a century?
I wish they would have. I wish they could have. But no, they have not.
However, the ATF now, guys, is revoking licenses for the most minor of errors, according to Lee. Errors not on Biden's five-point list. As a result, special report you published in May revealed that FFL revocations increased a staggering 500%. And then you mentioned the no-due process. Can this family fight? How do you fight a rogue alphabet agency with unlimited resources that you do not have? Or do you? Do you just fold up shop and say, well, they screwed me, I'm done?
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're looking at. They can't. Nobody has that amount of money. Nobody has that amount of money. And, you know, maybe a senator will, if we make enough noise, we'll try and do something. You know, we have a good friend, a senator, I forget his name, in Montana, who's taking a hard look at the ATF. But somebody has to rein these cats in, man. They're crazy.
And when you combine, ladies and gentlemen, what we saw at Mar-a-Lago, when you combine the bullet point list that Lee just went down for us and the list that I just covered with you, the five points that would likely result in a revocation, and honestly, as far as the law is concerned, would have, you know, likely done that and should have. In this case, they've never done any of that. None. So that begs the question, if I've ever thought about getting my FFL to go into business, their entire objective is to get me to rethink that, because that's one less gun shop that they will have to deal with, which proves our point that by going and let's use the enemies of freedom. Let's use the phrase they use. Bad apple gun dealers. Bad apple. Right. They say they're bad apple rogue gun dealers. Is this gun shop, Lee, by any chance? This is not on your report here. But is this gun shop part of the iron pipeline of the bad apple gun dealers that are transferring guns to New York from Florida?
Yeah, pretty hard no on that. This is the family-owned legacy gun shop that you wish moved in right next door so you could go over and just spend the day there chatting about guns and shopping. I mean, this is an institution here. This is like, man, I don't even know what it's we're losing friends right now.
And when we lose a shop like this and we have nowhere to go, sadly, there will be people who will rethink or question the purchase. I'm not going to go all the way over there. I'm not going to drive up to Tampa. I don't want to have to drive down to Naples and go down to, the Alamo down there. Great gun shop, by the way, guys. If you've ever been there in Naples, great place to shoot. I don't want to do that. Boom. One less sale. Mission accomplished, according to A.G. Garland. We'll be back.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. B-E-R-S-A.com. Armed American Radio listeners, I'm proud to announce a new partner here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, Revelation1911Armory.com. Family owned and operated, the family started the company in order to protect our Second Amendment rights, and it's grown into a full-fledged online business. We want everybody to be able to exercise and express their God-given rights. Revelation1911Armory.com does that. What's available for you? Ammo, handguns, rifles, shotguns, magazines, accessories, and more. Revelation1911Armory.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Love Jim Bartow there. Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Crime Prevention Research Center. CrimeResearch.org. CrimeResearch.org. Dr. John Lott has a fantastic piece that I don't even know, Greg, if I'm going to have enough time in 1 hour to cover it. I think I might push it off to the Sunday show.
All right.
I'm going to make that call at the top of the hour. But talking about the FBI and how they misrepresent good guys with a gun based on their definitions. And you just heard from the dealer, they changed their definition. Guys, what that is moving the goalpost to fix their agenda. We'll just change the definition. We'll just move this. We've all seen that, and we've reported here on this program every time they do it. So we've got a good piece over there at crimeresearch.org. Not sure if I'll have enough time. I'll let you know at the top of the hour. Crimeresearch.org. Support John Lott. He supports this program. All of this is presented to you by X Insurance. Exciting stuff coming from X Insurance. So you will see me, AWR Hawkins, doing some things. Really fun stuff and a product offering that you're going to absolutely love. Nobody out there can touch it because they're not real insurance companies. We can. We'll tell you about that in due time. MyPillow.com, the promo code AAR. Greg in Dallas, I got to tell you, I have boxes of MyPillow stuff on my front porch right now. I'm getting ready to move my daughter into the apartment.
Yep.
More came today. There's more stuff than will fit in my truck and all my cars.
You've got a MyPillow warehouse at your house.
I know my wife. Maybe we should take it out of the boxes. She goes, well, if you take it out of the boxes, then it's just going to explode into the mattress topper and stuff. I don't know. What I can tell you is the AAR promo code is being used viciously here at the ranch with MyPillow. Do the same if you're in the same situation. Do you own a hotel? A bed and breakfast? I'm telling you, the AAR promo code is a great way to get discounts and support the Second Amendment on those products you might need. We've actually had people use the promo code and fill a 7-story hotel.
Oh, awesome.
With those items. Hey, if you're going to buy it anyway, we got a call from a guy that says, look, I love what you guys do. Can I use the promo code when I buy it? Of course you can. And show them that you support the right to bear arms. Wonderful stuff. So if you own a business like that and you want to add something to it, maybe you need new pillows, maybe you need sheets, whatever the case may be. Maybe you want to put slippers out for your guests. You know, lots of people do that in hotels, robes and all kinds of stuff.
Wear that promo code out.
Roll that promo code out, AAR, and then, of course, wear it out. Gunbroker.com Studios, it's free to join. Crossbreed Holsters, my shipment will be here later today. I can't wait to get it. A couple new holsters and a mag carrier, dual outside-the-waistband mag carrier. Christmas in August. We'll talk more about our partners throughout the rest of this hour and the next hour, but suffice to say, visit all of them at armedamericanradio.com. Great stuff over there that you can use to better your life and support the right to bear arms with businesses that support the right to bear arms. We all know how many out there hate us. All right, Lee, the gun writer Williams. You know, I love talking to you, but sometimes I hate talking about what you have to write about. I really do.
I'm so glad you do it.
You know, guys, Lee and I have been doing this together for an awful long time. And when he was unable to join us because of corporate purchases and buyouts, Lee, you were writing at the time for the Sarasota Herald Tribune, Gannett, USA Today owners. There was a whole boondoggle there. And you wrote the Gun Writer column at Sarasota Herald Tribune for many, many years. USA Today came in and went, not anymore. And they wiped out your website. They got rid of your column. And you were no longer allowed to appear on this program. You were told no. You could not appear on this program if you wanted to keep your job. And when they finally fired you, I called you ecstatic. As much as I didn't like to do that, but here's new opportunity. Armed American News is where you can find everything that Lee writes. We partnered up immediately, and Lee is breaking stories that have been talked about in the halls of Congress and in the congressional record, ATF in particular, that Lee has been writing about. This story disturbs me a lot about this family. This is awful because this is the direction we see. So before I move on, what do you suggest here? How do we, as people who purchase from family businesses like this, how do we handle this? What do we do? Is there anything we can do at all?
There is. They have a website, jmgunrepair.com, jmgunrepair.com, and they have hard to find ammo, brother. I can't believe any collector should know them already. But more important, so go to their website, go to their store, buy. That's the best way to fight back against this. Help keep them in business. The thinking about it, yeah, you're right. I'm angry too. I mean, how often do you see a family-owned business that was about ready to go into its third generation? I mean, everything is big box this, big box that, corporate on this, corporate on that. Here we have a family business. They're not getting rich, but they were getting by for 46 years. And now the government, without a second thought, is trying to shut them down. So we have to support them. That will tell ATF exactly what we think of their decision.
Yeah, I don't know how this Hancock guy sleeps at night. He lives there in the area. I'm just doing my job thing ain't cutting the mustard with me anymore. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm going to agree with Dan Bongino. You were in law enforcement. I want to get your opinion on this. I'm going to go down a different rabbit hole here for just a second. We're going to follow a tributary off the main river. But I have to say this. I was listening to Bongino talk about the agents that went to Trump's house, and he said, you know, I hold every one of them responsible. These are people that are violating their oath of office. He was a Secret Service agent. He said every single one of them should have resigned and said no. End of discussion. And he holds them accountable and responsible. What are your thoughts on that? As former law enforcement, what do you think about that?
You take an oath out of character, federal, state, or local law enforcement. I was local to support and defend the U.S.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay,
let's
get him back here. Let's try again. Lee, you sounded like an alien. It was actually kind of cool, but not for radio listeners. Let's try that again.
He was local law, auto-tuned or something there.
Yeah, I mean,
I was local law enforcement. As local law enforcement, that's what it sounds like. It's crazy. All right, go ahead, Lee.
I don't care if you're federal, state, or local. You took an oath to support the Constitution. They violated that oath by doing that, just like this ATF agent violated his oath by what he did. Anybody with a shred of honor, whether they hit the president's compound, whether they raided the president's compound, or shut down this family-owned gun shop, they should have resigned in protest if they had a shred of personal integrity.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do our part on this show. On Sunday night's Monster broadcast, which is heard in Bradenton, Sarasota on AM 930, Tampa AM 860, Pinellas County, Manatee County, Lee County, Collier County, Hillsborough County, Polk County, Pasco County, that entire Central Florida area, and out into Orange County, etc. We're going to recover this story again on Sunday while it's heard down there, and we're going to name this guy's name, and we're going to hold him accountable on the airwaves using the microphone, which is what we do here. I'm going to name his name, and I'm going to ask him how he sleeps at night. Go home. What'd you do today? Oh, I put a family-owned business out of business after half a century, you know, because that's what we do now. That's what we do. I'm a real tough guy. I'm a real badass. And we're going to name this guy's name, and we're going to do it on the Monster Show when 415 radio outlets around the nation can hear it, particularly the one that guy lives in. We're going to hold these people accountable. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're up against. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, I wish we had more time with you. We did invite you, but you couldn't stay. I'm just saying, listeners, he's busy. He couldn't stay with us because Lee is busy doing this kind of work. Lee, we love you. Thank you for doing everything that you do. Armed American News. Guys, make it possible for Lee to keep doing it. Visit the partners on the page at Armed American News and support them, please. That's how we get this stuff out there. And boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to put it out Sunday, and we're going to name names right where he sleeps, right in his backyard. No, that's not going to stand on this program. Not going to stand. God bless those people. They have our support. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Take a quick break. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special. Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.